Daf Chaf, the Hadron, the Irvron, says Taisus. And Pshat is two Asr, even if they made an Erev. And if they made an Erev, meaning even Hadron, the Irvron is Mutter when they made an Erev, where it got broken. So he said, Mechitza ain't Khan, even the Abaya holds that Shabbos, Hav, Hocha, Hocha, here is Moida because there's no Mechitzas. Taisus is Kiyit, but they have Nachon amazed it. This we see in the Shabbos, Perek Azar. Boats that were tied there of Shabbos and they were opened, and then they were retied by the Shoig Mezid, by the mistake or Oinus. It goes back to original Heter, but Mezid, it didn't go back to original Heter, the bin Tatl, only it's a Shesech Deraisa, or he's not talking about Mezid. So he lets it go here, and he holds like that. But according to Bechon, about the here, and he doesn't hold like that, as we see later on. Taisus is the Yamar Dadam, in the first, in the last Perek, later on, we say, let's speak about Chafetz that he needs, and we're going there because he might bring it in towards him. Taisus asks, it's Kasha, because why doesn't he learn out that he's bringing from Shesram to Shesiyach, just like when he's going to the bathroom, or speaking from Shesram to Shesiyach, that we say it's also later on. Rashi explained that later on it's not similar to be mashtin and spitting, because when he drinks, he doesn't akir na noche in one rishus. The mashka is noch in his mouth, which is the makom tor. Even though he goes back and swallows it, you don't have to worry about it, since it's noch makom tor. Even though makom shem b'dalad adalad, we say as long as they don't exchange it, there we're going to, because he might come take it out straight ahead. But here it's ef that shouldn't rest a little bit in his mouth before he swallows it. But if someone goes to the bathroom and spits, his place not considered makom tor, since his piv v'goyim is one, his piv and his goof is one makom. And Fizeh would be mutter to be moitzi his head to Shesarab and to spit, since his mouth is in another place, so it's a makom patur. This day we have a kash in the last parak. He's in Shesiyachid, and his aver is in Shesarab. What's the din? Because the merik lime, as soon as they go out of his goof, it doesn't rest anymore in the mouth of the Alma, in the mouth of the place, in the opening of his aver. But in the first parak of Shabbos, is a kashin, Davkim Amabez. We said over there, Adram Shechashecha, if he throws it, we'll come to the Chiv Chattas, we're not going this. Now, how can he come to the Chiv Chattas, since it's Nach in his hand, which is Mokab Tur? So that says, Nachsir Anach Mokab Tur, only something that's Naitl from its place. But over there, where the Kli is Nach by itself, is Nachsir Anach and Mokab Tur. The Fiza, you're not allowed to stick out your head in Shesrab and to spit. Taz says, the mice is still shaykh that he shouldn't come to Chiv Chattas, for instance, he puts it from one hand to another hand. So Taz says, the speaker where the hole is so small that he can't put it in both hands. Another teretz is, it's not dumb if someone going to the bathroom and spinning, because over here when he swallows it, it's right away considered nach, even though it's not resting until it goes to the stomach, because it's mavat lagav gufa. And the kira nach is one shus. And we see the same thing, Rav says back a moitzi, if he took out two oasis and he wrote them while he's walking, it's chayav, because the writing is the nacha. It comes out very well, the Mishnah, it says, gabi yesh oichel achila achas. The man says it was Shabbos, he took it out of his mouth, it's chayav. Now, how could he count it so with these? The time where he's chayiv on it, which is b'shas anochel in his throat, he's not chayiv on it until it goes in his stomach. Elamai, it's only chayiv even when he swallows it, that's considered munach. Says Taisvis on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. If he doesn't hold the Mishari, Taisa says, that's not the Sugi of Shasta earlier. It says, where he holds a Kli and he's not holding the head of the animal, there's no question, he needs Rosh Ruba. Now it comes out, is it Mutter? So Taisa says, not because it's Poshet. Even if you're going to say it's Mutter, it's not Mutter, only Rosh Ruba. I have a Tan Le'imala by Pasav Rosh, we learned, it's Mashmah, it's gone in the Mishnah. Even though there's Rosh Ruba, or Kochach, where he's not holding the head. Because if he's holding the head, what's the difference if it's Rosh Ruba Shapara? Abai said, here speaker, Avis that's standing in Shesarabim. Meaning the behemoth eats from the Avis in Shesarabim by the Pasim. And the Kamash says, he should not fill up a pitcher and put it on top of the head of the Avis, to the front of the Avis, and hold it in his hand, because he might see that the top of the Avis in the Shesarabim is ruined, and he'll go there with the Dli, and I'll take out the Shesarabim. He pours in front of it, because if he goes to the head of the Avis, to the front of the Avis, they got ruined, and he goes there, there's nothing in his hand, because when he poured out, once he pours out the food, he leaves the Dli between the Pasim. And it says, for nothing, I think Rashi was doichik to explain the behemoth standing in the house. Some from the gurus, maybe you see the Avis Makalkal, and he takes out the davla with him, meaning that he won't be able to put the dli inside the Avis between the pasen. And he takes out the davla derech Avis because the person can stand in Shesarab and top of Shesiyachad. And he sees the other side that's Makalkal, and he puts it down and he brings it out to Shesiyachad, the Shesarab, and he puts it down, meaning on the ground of Shesarab, until he fixes the Avis. Oifsu, which is the shtab, high oifsu is lav davka, means mal eaten to give them stam to eat, as we've seen in the last parak on Shabbos, ain oifsu is a gomel elam al eaten. You know how to do it on Shabbos, we speak about, you're doing it on Shabbos, fine. And this is the end of Taisva's daf, chaf.